B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Corey, you thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance. You led the Dodgers to a World Series victory, and it's my pleasure to recognize your great play with the Willie Mays Most Valuable Player Award presented by Chevrolet.
That was Rob Manfred last night. As Hardy told you a few minutes ago, Billy LaLupa was caddying for Rob Manfred the other day. When was it, Billy? When was the round that he played?
It was last Saturday.
And was he talking like that?
He did have one at the turn, but he didn't stop the round with the beer. No, he had one at the turn.
But was his speech impaired like that? I mean, you've heard that audio now. I mean, that's kind of
I don't know. He didn't talk to me much.
But what? You didn't ask for clubs, or were you clubbing him all day? You were just handing him the 7-iron when he was 140.
Yeah. No, he doesn't engage with the caddy too much, but
fun round
for distances and stuff like that, for sure.
How do you play?
He's all right. It's a hard golf course. You know that. A beast.
No, why don't you get me out there? I'll tell you how hard it is. All right, here's the important part. What did Rob Manfred tip you at the end of the round?
Actually, he did the right thing. Their game fell apart, and they ended up playing as a twosome. It was originally supposed to be a four ball, and they did the right thing, and they paid for the two people that were absent. So he did the right thing and took care of us.
Wow. That's impressive.
All right, went up in my book ever so slightly.
Yep. He gets points for that.
Okay.
Thanks, Billy.
Yep, you got it, guys.
Hey, Bill.
All right. So he suffered the stroke sometime after the round of golf.
It's not a stroke.
It's a very Charvin version.
He was on point with everything he said. Knew the player, knew the award, knew who sponsored it, knew to congratulate him.
Serene Branson. He had a Serene Branson moment.
Wow.
What's he, anchor?
A Tarish Tazen. In a bit.
What is he, the freaking Swedish chef now? Here's the board.
Well,
version of our version.
Let's go to Serene Branson live at the Grammy.
Bertation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go hit Tarish Tazen for the bit. They had the pit.
I can't play that again.
CBS 4 Serene Branson.
We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go hit Tarish Tazen for the bit. They had the pit.
That sounded me. Or something like me.
Immediately isolated to prevent spread.
That's it. Let's go.
Well,
now
a very, very heavy divertation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go hit Tarish Tazen for the bit. They had the pit.
She wasn't having a stroke. It's okay to laugh. Did they ever figure out what happened to her?
Yeah, she had some sort of migraine that caused it. Yeah, she did not. She went through every neurological test in the book. She's fine.
That's it. Let's go. She now it's finally time to ta.
With a great
tonight.
Performance.
She had Darrison, the biggest.
Darrison bite. Let's go hit Tarish Tazen for the bit.
One of the biggest brain farts in broadcasting history right there.
It's not funny.
It is funny.
And it's
funny because she's okay.
And such ass.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight.
What? Serene, who won the Grammy?
We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go hit Tarish Tazen for the bit. They had the
song of the year was who?
Very dairy.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight.
A song that was in heavy rotation? I'm sorry. I think
we
you're
had
breaking
a very
up.
Very Darrison.
But what?
Let's go hit Tarish Tazen for the bit.
Let's do that. You're right, yeah. Serene.
Let's hit Tarish Tazen.
Hitting the bit.
Back to you guys.
It was Manfred last night.
What was worse, that? Sergio Dip.
Congratulations.
Manfred.
Dodgers.
Now, Sergio said exactly what he wanted to say, exactly how he wanted to say it.
And never said it again after that. It was gone.
Corey, you thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance.
It's like,
well, a very, very heavy, heavy vibration tonight.
He started off.
Yeah.
He started off so confident.
Yes.
Corey,
you know what he sounded like when he said it? He sounds like Ken Rosenthal. Like Ken Rosenthal does that. I'm going to be emphatic with my question.
I mean, he nailed the Corey part.
Corey.
I don't think he slurred at all on Corey.
Corey. Most valuable player award presented by Chevrolet.
We had a very Darrison.
He hears himself. I don't think he's hammered.
He might have both things going on. Oh, Manny's in Melrose. Manny.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
These two teams going downward. Well, I don't want to say downward for the Pats, but who do you think will win the next championship?
Well, you just did say they were going down.
Yeah, I know. Well, who do you think will win the next championship, the Sox or the Pats?
All right, good question, Manny. Who wins the next championship, the Red Sox or the New England Patriots? They're both in rough shape right now at the moment.
Neither for a long time.
You can't pick neither. That's why he asked the question.
I don't know.
It's an either or.
Is the iPad managing the Red Sox?
Does it matter?
Yes, isn't that impacts the decision.
I get what you're saying, because the last night, it should scare you. It should scare you that Heim Bloom is going to hire an iPad.
We talked about this. We talked about this 4 days ago.
Got him to the World Series.
Great. Isn't the plan to win the World Series?
All right.
You have fun in that Philly game?
No, because here's the most...
Did they go farther in the postseason than the Red Sox did this year? Oh, the Red Sox didn't make the postseason.
Of course.
Every team made it. My point is, you can't totally discount the methodology if you do it with that payroll and you get to the World Series. It is a boneheaded move on every level. To pull your starting pitcher, to pull Blake Snell in that last night.
Hardy, last night proved that they were capable of winning the World Series, that they could have tied it up at 3-3 and played one more game.
Question.
But if they've done
to decide it, they blew it.
But if they have assembled the team and got to that point doing it that way, you can't completely dismiss the notion of managing and building a team based on nothing more than analytics, and that that's how they did it.
But building your team is one thing. How you play the team on a night-to-night basis is a separate matter.
Yeah, but it's not like they got bounced in the first round either. This is game 6 of the World Series.
Yeah, no kidding. They have a good roster. They have a good team. They built a good team. But who they employed to manage that team was a terrible decision. And how they choose to run the team is a bad call. They weren't there because they had some underachieving group of players that can't play, that because they were managed a certain way, they got there. I don't think that's true.
Imagine if that worked in his favor, though, and analytics would have got him to Game 7 and they would have won a Game 7. Would you still like that and enjoy that? And would you root for that type of team, the way that team's built? What would the analytics or the iPad have told you in that Philadelphia Super Bowl, where you're playing them in Minnesota, and the iPad would probably say to play the corner that started 98% of your games, that played 98% of your snaps during the season, wouldn't it? The odds were it would, right?
You can argue it on both
Coach
sides
no.
is all I'm saying.
What would the iPad have done with Nathan Eovaldi in 2018? It wouldn't have let them throw his arm out, but that's what Cora did to win a championship, because he had a feeling and he just went with his gut. He also went with analytics, but he went with his gut too in certain situations.
Chris Sale came out of the bullpen too.
The next season. You want Alex Cora back?
Too hard.
What?
Maybe because they worked him too hard that year.
They worked out Alex Cora too hard?
No, Eovaldi.
No, they worked their pitchers too hard that season.
You're talking about Alex Cora and what a brilliant baseball mind he is and how he wins.
Yeah.
How do you do the next season?
I don't know that the decision to keep pitching Eovaldi was brilliant, but I don't disagree with it.
Hello?
McFly.
How do you do in 19?
Yeah, with a worse pitching staff. He didn't do well.
Well, the Rays have a payroll of $28.3 million. And their iPad told them to build it like that.
Yeah, that justifies the way they built it, not the way they manage it.
And they managed it to Game 6 of the World Series. It wasn't a total failure.
I don't think they got there because of their manager and their management style. I don't agree with that. I think they got there because their players have played well, because their roster, to their credit,
They don't have to come. No, they don't have to be always joined at the hip. That's not true.
No, they don't have to be, but in this case, I think they are. I think the way they built the team and the way they managed the team was enough to get the third lowest payroll in baseball to Game 6 of the World Series. And to completely dismiss the whole notion as being stupid and foolish looks past the fact that they were, for the most part, successful.
Well, no, the way they manage it is stupid and foolish all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Season. So every decision they made, every Rays game you watched this year, when they pulled a pitcher early, when he was pitching well, was the wrong thing to do.
Bingo.
It got him to Game 6 of the World Series.
Hell of a run.
It's a hell of a run.
If they hadn't managed it that way, they'd be at Game 7 of the World Series.
Was the
possibly
iPad
winning
analyzing,
you know what? Series.
No, but was
he's
the
right.
iPad analyzing Max?
Right.
No, you know, I don't want that team building because I know what market we work in, and I know what matters here. But he's right. They look at that as a victory down there. They do. $28 million. He's right. $28 million bucks.
We took it as far
they're
as we
they're not going to do
it.
That here. Do you think they're going to do that here? They're going to have a $28 no. million? No, they're not doing that
no,
here.
No, because that's why we root for Come the Dodgers on. Here. But to them, that's a moral victory. We took the big boys. We took the big spenders to the wall.
To the window.
I'm not knocking Tampa and how they may view that thing. I'm saying
you're propping them up.
No, I'm saying in any market, if you had a low paid baseball team that got to the World Series and didn't get swept, you didn't get bounced in the first round like a Billy Bean squad. You didn't get shelled in the World Series and swept out of there. No. You took it to the Dodgers, and you took them to Game 6, and it was a tight game. And I don't like Blake Snell getting pulled in that game. I think it's stupid. But I haven't watched every pitch of every Rays game all season long. And if that's the way they do it, and that's what got them there, then I think it's stupid of me or anyone else to say they're absolutely doing it wrong the whole time, the whole way. How can it be?
Who else did Rob Manfred sound like? Some suggestions on that?
Corey.
You,
Corey, me, Rob.
More of that. Your calls, open line. Do you want to grab one?
Tonight. We had a very Darrison.
Yes, on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is why you do the show. You take chances. You give takes. Sometimes they blow up in your face. You look like a complete idiot. We've all been there.
The pie in your face.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I believe everything that anyone else has watched Chad play impresses me. The same thing impresses them.
What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
A little bit of a Namath in there, too. Last night for Rob Manfred, I hope he's okay. Because he did not seem okay in his interviews with Ken Rosenthal or post-game at the podium. Handing out the trophy, which he has called in the past just a piece of metal. Not sure he values it. Maybe like Justin Turner did. Justin Turner made sure to get back out on the field despite being COVID positive after the game last night. Pat in North Adams wanted to hit on that. Hey, Pat.
Hey, fellas. Long time no talk.
Nice hey.
To see you guys again. First of all, one vote for Manfred being absolutely boxed. No doubt about it in my mind. But yeah, you brought up the Turner thing. That just amazes me how Major League Baseball can throw open themselves again. And, you know, the guy gets pulled, you know, there's a debate about when he was pulled and how he was pulled. But now you've put him back on the field. And I might say there's a couple pitchers out there without a mask. So think about that one. You know, how screwed up could this be in terms of Major League Baseball just keeps on doing this to themselves? I don't know if it's Major League Baseball's fault or the Dodgers' fault or whatever, but I'm just interested in your thoughts on that one, guys. And nice talking to you, and hope you guys are doing well, and all the best to your families. Thanks
all right.
A lot, guys.
All right, Pat. Thanks for the call.
I thought you said that they told him he couldn't go back out. Like, they you can't go back. He demanded, I'm going. Like, just get out of my way. Like, he didn't even listen. He did it himself. Even they said, you need to stay away. You need to stay in there.
Plus, who wants to stop someone who's confirmed to have COVID-19?
Yeah, like a maniac.
Like, I'm not getting near him.
Like, you know what it is? It's like a raccoon with rabies.
Like, the security guard's like, I don't get paid for that.
You go hug the raccoon. I'm not going near that thing. Look at its mouth.
I had nothing to do with that. Yo, you want to go back on the field?
Still look for baseball out there. Second base with your wife.
Security guard's like, olay. Have at it.
Hey, look at me. I touched the trophy.
I'm not getting in your way. Get the hell away from me with that.
I'm touching the trophy. Who wants to touch it next? Here, you pass it around. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
I just think it's like, what other athlete? I mean, I don't know. You win the whole damn thing. The Wiz weird the way he got yanked out of the game. Okay, we're team one. I'm going to celebrate. It's over. We're in a bubble. I'm done. This is it. It's over. Mostly everybody will have a problem with it. No doubt about that. The visual.
I mean, the thing I don't get are all the people
everybody else
that
like,
are going up to
had
him.
Had no problem and, with him. Like,
here's what I
want
to know.
You're
this
us,
is
man.
This would be my concern.
High five.
Do all the people on the field
High
that
five.
Are going up to him to congratulate him or see him, are they aware?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because you're in the dugout. Like, where'd Turner go? Oh, they pulled him off. He had COVID.
No, but there's like family members and friends that are out there that are approaching him and talking
to
him.
Oh, they might not.
And I'm like, what are you doing?
He may be asymptomatic. You know. That's the way they'll view it. Or he'll view it. I don't feel anything. I'm fine. He didn't look sick.
No, he's tweeted out that he does not have symptoms.
Yes.
Right. That's sort of the danger in this. You know, people like don't have symptoms.
Did Cam know and then still had to dinner with Gilmore? I don't know.
Did Cam spread it despite having no symptoms?
Nobody's denying it. We don't want to talk about it.
Appears that way.
Does us no good. It could go back in history and talk about things. We're moving forward.
Stan's in Medfield. Hey, Stan.
Hey, what's up? What's going on, guys? Completely agree with you, Beadle. The whole baseball, the whole sport of baseball is being ruined with managers not being able to actually just call a game and go with their nuts. That dude was dealing stinky cheese last night. He was striking him out. He was on fire. And then on top of it, you got this launch angle thing with all the hitters. So now you got hitters going up there with this silly launch thing. I've been a baseball fan my whole entire life. I love the game. It's my favorite game. And in the last 5 years, I've just slowly over time have just gotten more and more frustrated. I'm not a Sox fan, but
good times.
It's ruined the game for me. Like, it's just, I see the players on my team going up there just trying to hit homers and hit dingers and hitting them in the outfield. I'm like, whatever happened to just getting hits and getting and moving runners and going with your gut feeling? Like, why would you pull the guy? He's dealing. You lost that game. But then he's scared because if he goes back to the front offices, they're going to be like, well, you didn't go with the numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, but he might have a World Series ring to go back to the front office with.
Frisky.
Shove it right in their face or shove it anywhere else he wants to shove that thing.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. But he doesn't want to, he has a boss, you know? He's just following orders.
What would Joe Madden
have done? Risk now is this what the Red Sox are going to be? Is this how they're going to manage games? Is that what we have to watch? This market will not stand for it. Will not stand for that.
Isn't that a thing with Cora too? Like, if you want me, you, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to talk to Hein Bloom and I'm going to talk to you, John Henry, in ownership, and we're going to watch the ending of this game.
So as a fan,
are you going to direct me to do that? Because I'm not going to do that.
Let me give you my fan take.
Just so everybody knows before I get back in this thing.
Beetle baseball fan take is, please don't hire one of these guys to be your manager. Please do not hire one of these do-boys for you to just do whatever it is you want to do or let the iPad manage the game. As a talk show host, I would love it because it would give us so much content and people would be so enraged with the Red Sox.
Right. Anger would be there. Yes.
Yeah, there'd be anger there.
It's almost better
passion.
To have anger than
passion.
It's better to have anger than detachment. Who's the
Andy,
guy?
It's about passion.
Who's the Irish kid they were going to hire from Pittsburgh? We went through the names. Remember, he's going to hang out at Sullivan's Island.
Don Kelly.
Don Kelly.
Yeah.
Don Kelly. Get you excited for spring training?
One and the same.
They should send us down there for spring training. A new dawn. Dawn of a new era.
Woo! Garrett in Somerville on Kevin Cash. Garrett.
Hey, just echoing the same note as those guys, that guy earlier, but I understand that, you know, you have a way of managing that's got you there to where you are now, and you know, I also understand that dominant pitchers fall off cliffs, like, you know, Matt Harvey, Kershaw in big games. But the guy was clearly dominating. And if you're sitting near the dugout, it's so demoralizing as a hitter just to see somebody dominate you like that. Top three of the order was 0-for-6 with 6 strikeouts. So, again, the cliff thing I understand, but bringing in – if you're going to make a move like that, you have to go to somebody who's a better option. And postseason Nick Anderson's clearly not the better option in the way Snell was performing right there. So, you know, that said, I know we're kind of beating a dead horse there, but it's just –
No, it's still a good point. Still a good point, Garrett, yeah. And that is that the lineup perked up for the Dodgers.
That's hit the home run after
and,
that,
and
right?
Mookie Betts said it. Yeah. Mookie Betts said we needed it. It gave us a boost. Here's Mookie Betts.
I mean, I'm not exactly sure why. I'm not going to ask any questions. But he was pitching a great game. Barnsey let off with a hit, I think, right there. And we had a chance to do something, but I made a pitching change, and it seems like that's all we needed.
That's all we needed.
That's all we needed. Had a chance once
yes,
they made the
they're
change.
Pulling him out. What a gift. Their mentality totally changed.
It gave us the game right
They were
there.
No longer demoralized. They were thrilled.
You injected confidence into our team.
He started salivating at the opportunity, like, oh, boy, thank you very much, Rays. You've just opened the door, and we're going to walk right through it and win the World Series. That's what they did. Huge mentality shift. The analytics people don't account for those things. The nerds don't believe in it. The nerds.
Dear.
That thing.
Look at his face.
Clutch isn't a thing. Oh, that's made up by the jocks.
Jesus, stuff is in lockers.
Your mentality doesn't matter. The numbers tell me that.
Take my lunch.
Oh. AJ's in the car. What's up, AJ?
All right, guys. Hearing you say there was a bunch of people on the field last night, obviously maskless. Trying to get an over-under on the number of people that will contract the COVID from, you know, touching a trophy or just clearly not caring about anything in the world because they just won the World Series. Love to hear your thoughts. Thanks.
That's a good question.
No clue.
How many people got it in the Rose Garden? That's what we should set the over-under at. Do we have the number? What was that number?
14.
Four? Was it that high?
Maybe not.
I wouldn't be worried about the trophy touching. I'd be worried about the
breathing.
No, the after party.
26.
How about
the after party when everyone's away from the cameras?
Oh, yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Didn't they say, too, they're going to eliminate the alcohol at celebrations in the clubhouse, right? The champagne dousing. I bet they still did it and didn't film it.
I'm sure they did. And then when they go back
you won a freaking World Series, man.
They'll
be fine. They'll test all the players again before they get on their flights. Unfortunately, like 2 hours into a three-hour flight, then the other tests will come back.
Oh, you mean like hunters?
then they'll have to pull them off the flight, kind of like he got pulled in the game last night. That's the risk that you run.
You can't do that. You guys go sit up in the front of the plane. We're going to pull this drape across.
Drape would work. I'll take a drape.
Drape would work. Else nobody's licking the drape. Like,
617-779-0985. We have something from Mookie Betts on his time in Boston. He did an interview with David Ortiz that you will hear a small piece of coming back on the other side. Also, today's takeaways on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Mike.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Man, I got to tell you, Moog, it's hard for me to see you on the Dodger uniform, but you look good on the Dodger uniform, man. Do you ever thought that you were going to spend the next 12 years wearing the Dodgers uniform?
No, I had initially thought that I was going to be a Red Sox for life. But, you know, God always has a plan for things, and so I was just kind of following what he tells me to do.
Mm-hmm.
David Ortiz and Mookie Betts with a pregame interview last night. Do you believe him? Do you believe Mookie Betts?
Did you play it again? Just Mookie's answer? Like in totality? Because I think, you know, people get hung up on the God's plan thing. Didn't he say, like, initially I thought I would be there for a long time?
He thought he would be
a Red Sox for life. When you're a young player.
Wearing the Dodgers uniform?
No, I had initially thought that I was going to be a Red Sox for life. But you know, God always has a plan for things, and so I was just kind of following what he tells me to do.
I thought I was going to, people are taking it as like, I thought I was going to be a Red Sox for life, and God has a plan, and it took me elsewhere. And like, it's kind of like, oh, you're doing that? No, I think like when he was a young player.
Which is what?
Like,
what is doing that? Because I have a name for that.
I don't know. What's your name for it?
It's a defense mechanism.
Yeah.
To defend yourself against any criticism.
Right. Because everybody's like, ooh, they got
you
touch
don't
religion,
touch the
right?
God thing.
Yeah.
No, God didn't trade you to the Dodgers. Heim Bloom traded you to the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Unless you want to call Heim Bloom your God. But
see, here's the tough part you have, I think, with Mookie. The thought was he wanted to hit free agency and test free agency, right? That's like what you were told and what you thought. He didn't hit free agency. He got out there and signed pretty quick. They inked him up to a big deal. Now he got a big deal, but he signed pretty quick.
I want to test free agency.
No.
That's all he kept saying. Yeah, he wanted out of here. And then God told him, don't test free agency.
maybe that's why he threw.
Be a Dodger, Mookie.
See, because if he says, I thought I was going to be a Red Sox for life, he's
that's why
truly.
No one wants to touch it. Oh, he brought up God. I don't want to talk about his religion.
No, but like if he didn't throw that initially in there, like if he just said, I thought I'd be a Red Sox for life, then you'd be like, oh, you're a liar. Because maybe he.
Well, that's why I'm asking you the question to start. Do you believe him? I don't believe him.
He gave a good answer.
I don't believe him because even if he said.
I don't believe him. I think he gave a good answer.
Even if he said that. You know, he did believe he would end up staying in Boston, like, okay.
Initially, when he's a young, good player, but developing, right?
Even if he hadn't been traded, well, how do you know that? You kept saying you wanted to test free agency. How would you know that it was going to be the Red Sox? Well, if you kept saying no to contract offers and pressing for free agency, what made you think that it was an automatic that you'd be back in Boston? Like, the answer doesn't make sense on any level. None of it does. I don't believe him at all.
Why did Ortiz ask him the next 4 years?
I think he meant 14.
Okay.
You know, language thing.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Not, English not his first language, right?
Like, do you know something I don't?
Yeah. Like, just think of the U2 song when they said, uno, dos, tres, catorce. Like, those are not the numbers in order. Yep.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 40. What? No. Yeah. See, sometimes, you know, 4, 14. I thought maybe that was the confusion.
Elevation. Yeah. Ooh, doo, 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 doo.
Right. Thought maybe that was it.
Yeah.
But I don't believe him. Yeah. Right. You know, I've really started to like Maz's theory about this too, which part of it could have been the Red Sox knew Mookie was wanting to be moved and wanted to go elsewhere. And they even collaborated with him and said, okay, where do you think you'll go and sign a contract? Because if you sign a contract with another team, maybe.
We trade you to Pittsburgh.
Maybe we can get more.
You're going to hit free agency.
Right, but maybe we can get more. We can get more if the Dodgers know they're going to get you and sign you. We could sort of facilitate the move. Mm-hmm. And the agreement would be, don't tell anybody you didn't want to play in Boston, okay? Keep that on the DL. That's our little secret. We'll help you. You help us.
What if Fulgers?
We really don't want the PR hit of you telling people Boston sucks. Don't go play there.
No.
So we'll let our fans call us cheap because we can disprove that next offseason when our CBT resets and we'll have plenty of cash to spend again. We can dispel that notion. But the you shouldn't want to go play in Boston, well, that's going to be a lot harder for us to come back from with current players in the league. So do us a favor. Tell everybody you thought you were going to be here for life because you loved it so much. I don't know. That interview yesterday fits nicely into Maz's theory and also Felger's reporting from the cocktail party on Nantucket.
Cocktail party.
What?
That's a cocktail. What's the last time you've been to a cocktail party?
Well, I mean, cocktail party?
I don't think it was formal. I think it was just
you go to someone's house and or someone's
like if Hardy invited us over to
this
hot
being
tub.
More. I'm thinking of this as being like a dinner jacket type of affair.
Oh, okay. So invitation only.
I think the last cocktail written party invitation. I went to was probably New Year's at Hardy's house.
Was that a cocktail party?
No, that's a New Year's party.
No, but you can consider that a cocktail
party. No,
everybody
that's
there
a
was
New
drinking
Year's party.
Cocktails.
You're going to New Year's, you know what you're getting. You're getting hammered. You're going to a New Year's party.
Isn't that a cocktail party?
That is not a New Year's Eve cocktail party. No. Sorry.
Why not?
You're adding that
word. Food, there's beverage, there's fun.
It doesn't flow. Hey, I'm going to a
cocktail. Hey, this year's party will be even better, Hardy, with the hot tub now.
Oh my God.
Oh.
How many pineapple sherbet?
New Year's hot tub party. You're not gonna come. You were invited last year.
You're not going to have people over New Year's because it's too many people.
Probably.
If we go outdoors.
You could have your family over. Oh.
And warm up in the hot tub.
Open his windows. When needed. Open all your windows.
You got a fireplace? Separation in that thing.
You got a fire pit?
Yeah.
Put the kids in a shed.
You won't come. You won't.
No. No.
You won't come.
617-779-0985. Matt is in Chicago on the Patriots. Matt.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Good. You know, longtime Patriots fan, watch every single game here from Chicago. And it really feels like Newton and Stidham are not the long-term answer for...
What gives you that idea?
Yeah. A lot. Not just watching them, but watching other young QBs.
All right.
And, you know, Belichick's had a propensity to draft guys in the middle rounds as a development project. I don't think that's going to get them where they want to be, nor do I think spending money on what will be a mediocre free agent class next year is going to get them there. You know, it feels like it's time to take a swing at a quarterback in the first round if this thing's going to work long term. There's just too much good young talent there. I'm curious to get your perspective and thoughts on what you feel the best long term approach is at quarterback.
What should they do at quarterback, Zell?
It ain't what they have. I know that. I can answer that. It's not what they have. The answer's not in the room right now. And you're not drafting them one high. I'm not doing it. There's too much risk after Trevor Lawrence. I don't want a Mitch Trubisky like that guy from Chicago has, who had to go out and get Nick Foles after you shacked all your picks to slide up in the draft to go target Mitch Trubisky to get him after you passed on Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. I don't want to be that team. I want to be the team that gets Mahomes. Number 10. Give me that. Give me that team. Yeah. Trade for Mahomes. That's what they should do.
We have time for one more or no? Okay. Let's go to Kenny is in Tewksbury. Kenny.
Hey, what's up, boys? Hey, I want to know if they trace back, say somebody gets COVID from Turner and God forbid they pass away, isn't he held responsible for that, knowing that he was, you know, sick and he...
I didn't know you got it from him. There. How can you prove you got it from him?
Oh.
Call a lawyer. I don't know the answer. I don't know. Criminally, no. Civilly, maybe. I don't know. Good luck proving it.
Yeah. Tough. That's tough to prove. That's my point.
Alan is in Florida. What's up, Alan?
Yeah, Beto, I have to 1,000% disagree with you. I believe, and I believe it, and I actually know from other people, I'm not going to name names other than I grew up with the owner of the Dodgers, that, I'm not, it's no big deal, except Mookie Betts is an honest, truthful guy, and I firmly believe that he always thought he was going to end up one way or another with the Red Sox. He's not an idiot, so of course he wanted to test free agency and get his most money.
So why didn't he do that?
How did free agency go for him?
Well, because you guys went to college, I hope. There was such a thing as the virus and everything. There might not have been a baseball season. Of course he was going to sign. He would have, if the Red Sox kept him this year, he would have signed for the Red Sox for less money, just like he signed with the Dodgers.
With the bullet.
Because there might not have been a season. The free agent market's going to be completely dry this year, and you say the Red Sox are going to spend money? Who are they going to spend it on? There's no good free agents. There's no anything.
Okay, Alan, they spent the money on Mookie Betts at the end of July. They didn't do it prior to the pandemic. He got that offer right in the thick of baseball knowing they had a problem on their hands financially.
Yeah.
So he couldn't have at least matched that deal in free agency? He didn't even have to hit the market, and he got that deal.
You're just trying to start to play after
like
all that.
That to me is such a lie. Oh, the virus, the pandemic happened. So he jumped at the opportunity because of the uncertainty. Well, in the middle of the pandemic, they gave him that money.
I'd say
the Dodgers didn't realize at the end of July that there was uncertainty ahead.
Yeah, I'd say Allen would have a better argument, like going with the JD Martinez type. Like, hey, I don't think I'm going to opt out because there might not be money out there.
Because I don't think he would get the same money.
I'd have a great year, and I wouldn't get the same money. I'm going to stay here.
Today's takeaways right now.
They give.
Give it to me.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Give him the stuff. That's sweet. Okay. All right, today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. You may make excuses why not to lose the weight, but there's 10 times the reasons to drop the weight. Let your excuses and weight go with Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
All right, to the takeaways we go. First, baseball nerds on the docket today. Nerds sound like this. Oh, my God. There's a stat that says that if you have Letts now in there, is he all right? Goes out.
That's when I tune out.
Did you watch the game? Do you have a set of eyeballs?
Oh, but the ERA goes up, guys. Oh, third time. The computer says Carmine says three times through the order. That's a batting average and OPS goes up.
What?
Second best player in baseball said they blew it.
Dealing, you stupid nerd.
The second best player in baseball said it was a breath of fresh air when they took him out. Oh.
Nerds. Well, but the odds say he won't strike them out six times again. He's done six strikeouts to this point. But there's no more striking out. They're going to give up big hits now.
He was on fire.
I don't know, but you got to consider the other side.
No, I don't. No, Pat. It is a Pat voice.
Oh, he came out at 73 pitches. What a relief.
They need to bring Pat back. That show's coming.
I don't think that character would fly now. Don't think.
No, what?
Artie?
I need my friend Chris to come tell me if I did the right thing.
Oh, okay. There's that today. I'm sorry. We were going to play that last, and instead we played it first. I thought that was the order we were going to go in, but let's get to Zoe and I once again sharing a brain, saying the same things at the same time.
Oh. To make it worth it for him to do a long-term deal, you'd probably be paying him around $20 million a year. Do you want to do that with a guard?
No.
Okay.
Wow. I don't even remember that.
Same cadence, same speed.
Same tempo. Oh.
Do you want to do that with a guard?
No. It's like a Jones.
Harmony. Complete harmony right there.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to pay Joe Tooney $20 million a year, but I'd like for them to keep him. I'd like for them to work on a long-term deal and keep him here.
Yeah, I like Joe.
Keep Joe, keep Shaq Mason. Get David Andrews. You get some young players on that line that have played well.
David Andrews' contract's up, I think.
When?
And right now, at the end of this year.
Is he going into free agency?
I think so. Yeah, he's been here a while, dude.
Yeah, but he's not on
sat out the year last year.
Yep. He's not on his first deal still, right? Did he get any? He got an extension at some point, didn't he? He had to have
a little bit. Yeah. God damn it, I don't know.
Maybe not.
Three Super Bowls.
Yeah, no, he's on a second deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's on a second deal.
No.
Do it. Felger Mads are coming up next. We're back tomorrow. By the way, check out our website, 98.5thesportshub.com. Stream us and also listen to the interviews we did today with David Andrews.
Yeah, the streams.
And Bruce Arena crapping all over analytics.
Yeah, awesome.
Great stuff from him, too.
He has a hot Halloween take tomorrow, so.
Yeah,
we were supposed to get to it today, but we couldn't get to it.
You have a hot Wow.
Well, no, there's a couple of Halloween nitpicks that Jim and I have. Mine is far more reasonable than his. His is insane.
What's his problem?
He hates creative people that like to get in the spirit. We'll do it tomorrow.
What the hell's
wrong? We'll make some time for it tomorrow.
That's Rhode Island.
Have a great afternoon. Felger Maz next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Mass.
It's time for Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Snell on 1-1 as Anderson continues to warm in the Rays bullpen. At this point, Snell, it's been a pretty free and easy journey. And there's a line drive base hit into center field. A one-out single for Austin Barnes here in the bottom of the sixth. Second hit of the night for the Dodgers. And that's going to be the end of the line. Mookie Betts coming up. Blake Snell coming out. Nick Anderson coming in.
Anderson has given up a run in six different postseason games this year.
Hard throwing right-hander, 2-0 to Mookie Betts, who lines one past the third baseman, Wendell. Kicks off the sidewall. Now here's Barnes on his way to third, and he will be held there. And arriving at second base, Mookie Betts, and the Dodgers are in business. And now there's going to be a second guessers convention.
And we call the convention to order here on Felger and Maz. Presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub and the simulcast, which is beamed across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston. If you did not watch the end of that World Series last night, that was the key inning. Blake Snell, the
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.